and welcome to this week's Oxcast Extra. Joining me today is Simon Tavener and James Silk from Oxford Theatre Guild, and they're putting on Season's Greetings. Hi, guys.
Hi. Hello.
So, what's the play about?
Season's Greetings is a play about Christmas. We are in the home of Neville and Belinda Bunker, who have brought family and friends together to share a joyous Christmas time. Unfortunately, it doesn't quite go as planned. So we have things that go horribly wrong, so undercooked lamb and presents that get opened at the wrong time, and it ends up with someone being shot.
Oh.
It's a hugely funny play about Christmas that goes wrong, and we've all been at one of those.
Yes, we have. What made you choose Season's Greetings?
I first saw the play when it was shown on TV back in the early 80s, and it's just one of those that sticks with you because it's about family Christmases and those tensions that you have between the elderly relative who's a bit of a bigot and the people who get a bit drunk and all those things that happen, and it just resonates so well. It is a Christmas piece about Christmas as we all live it. It's not trying to pretend it's anything other than it is. A complete and utter disaster some of the time.
What's been your worst Christmases?
It's possibly that moment where you have to put on the fake smile for the present that you really, really don't like. Or, as happened to me last year, I gave my niece a present, only to find out that her mother had already given her that same present 4 hours earlier.
Oh, no.
So all the things I had gone out and bought for my niece, she'd already received that day, which was a bit of a kick in the teeth.
Yes. How about you, James?
I got a bizarre infection just before Christmas, and it made my whole face swell up. We had to rush to the hospital, and my grandmother kept reassuring me, it doesn't look that bad, it doesn't look that bad. And I heard her talking to a friend saying, oh, he looks like the Elephant Man. And everyone was getting very merry at Christmas. And because of the pills I was on, I couldn't drink anything. I couldn't have any of the nice food. I just sat there in the corner, swollen up. That was my worst Christmas so far.
Yeah, I think you win. So have you kept the play in the 70s era?
Absolutely. The play doesn't have any references to things like mobile phones or all the things that we understand about modern life. And so it made sense to keep it in the world that Akebourne imagined of the late 70s. And so we're not being slavish about it, but we're giving hints through the costumes and the music particularly will evoke those 1970 Christmases that people of a certain generation will remember. But for those who are younger, they can still see it as something that they recognise.
Was there a particular message you wanted to come through in this production?
It's not really a play about messages. It's about family and friends and the things that go wrong. I just want people to see these as 9 real human beings with real human failings coping with Christmas. And that's what works. You don't need to have a message. You just want to make it a good set of characters having a difficult time, but making it really funny. And it really is a very, very funny play.
So what's the rehearsal process been like?
We cast the show back in July and started work as a cast at the beginning of October. So it's been 8 weeks of fairly intensive rehearsals 4 times a week, working sometimes on the blocking and the technical side of things, and spending quite a lot of time talking about character and the relationships, because with families you have to build those relationships and talk about what might have happened in the past and make sure that it all feels very real. So we've worked quite hard on both sides, and we're just in the final stages now of putting the final polishing touches and making sure the puppets are working, because we've got a puppet show in the second act as well, which is really hilarious. And so we're in that final polishing stage, bringing everything together. Costumes arrive on Thursday. We move into the theatre on Sunday and get it all ready to open next Tuesday.
Ooh, exciting times. What's it been like working with Simon, James?
Lots of fun. He's a very good director at helping you to relax and helping to bring out the best in you. He doesn't dictate. He helps you to come up with your own ideas. So that's been great. Also, he's very good at suggesting extra bits of comic business, trying different things. Not all of them we keep, but it's great to kind of vary things, to keep things fresh with a comedy. So he's very good at that too.
Thank you. And I haven't paid him to say that.
But he is right next to me, so.
No pressure then. James, can you tell me a bit about your character?
Yes, my character's Clive. He's a slightly successful novelist. He's only written one book. He's the guest in the house, so he's quite an exotic character. They already all know each other and hate each other. You know, the battle lines are drawn. But then Clive comes in and mixes it all up. Every character's quite anxious to impress him, try and give him material for his next book. And then he rather messes things up.
Okay. Say no more. What do you like most about your character?
In the first few scenes, he's a very identifiable character. The idea of being a guest at someone else's house at Christmas, and he doesn't know the rhythm of things, doesn't know the way that people are supposed to behave. I think everyone's been there, so that's a lot of fun to perform.
And what do you dislike most about your character?
Well, as the play goes on, we get to learn more about him and all the stuff he's not telling everyone. Because he's a writer, he thinks he's slightly superior to everyone else. He thinks he has a better understanding of why people act the way they do. But he is more clueless than anyone. He causes more damage than anyone, I think.
Would you agree, Simon?
Absolutely. He's the catalyst for things that go horribly wrong. Not for all of them, but he does manage to upset most of the relationships in the play, particularly with the women.
Without trying, crucially. This is the thing. He doesn't mean to. He's just not thinking.
So a bit of a thoughtless bumbler.
Yes.
Do you have a favourite scene? Let's start with you, James.
My favourite scene that I'm in is probably Act 1, Scene 2, where Clive's life slowly gets unravelled over one evening. Everyone gets a bit drunk, and everyone plays Snakes and Ladders, and Aunt Phyllis causes a scene, and then his sort of girlfriend Rachel wants to have a talk about where their relationship's going, and then he makes one terrible decision that almost ruins Christmas, and that's the end of Act 1, and then there's the interval.
How about you, Simon?
It's a difficult one, because the play just feels like a sort of continuum from Christmas Eve through to the day after Boxing Day, and the puppet show is a highlight, and it's one of the things that the play is famous for, of this inept puppeteer doing the story of the three little pigs and the big bad wolf. And it's anything that could go wrong with children entertainment does go wrong during this. And it is just absolutely joyous to see it happen. As a company, we have laughed so much in rehearsal, just at the way various scenes have developed, and I think audiences will buy into that humour. And so the puppet scene is a highlight, but then the shooting scene is hilariously funny, which it shouldn't be because someone's getting shot on stage. But it is still absolutely hilarious because it's a catastrophe of all things going wrong that could possibly go wrong. Someone even forgets the number 999. Because when that happens, your brain goes to mush and you just freeze and you don't know what to do. And it is just absolutely hilarious. And I just love the way that Akeborn has constructed a play so tightly that all of these things feel absolutely natural, even though from the outside they feel so extreme. Mm. But it's just that triggers that, triggers that, triggers that, triggers that, and the whole world explodes into Christmas chaos. But it all feels so absolutely credible, and you could imagine being at one of those Christmases, and that's why the play works for me. And I can't say I have a favourite scene because the whole thing's my favourite.
Lovely. What's in store for both of you over the next few months, and what's in store for the Oxford Theatre Guild?
Well, for Oxford Theatre Guild, we are just about to start rehearsals for our spring show, which is an adaptation of Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility, which is at the Playhouse in early March. And so the casting has just been completed for that, and rehearsals are about to start. I'm doing the marketing on that one, so I'll be behind the scenes on that one rather than in the rehearsal room. And following on from our success of Pride and Prejudice a couple of years ago, we're hoping match that and have lots of people enjoying Regency frocks and bonnets and strapping men in boots and all the rest of it that makes up the joy that is Jane Austen. We will be announcing the rest of our season for 2016, probably early in the new year, so we'll have another three plays to announce very, very shortly.
Exciting times.
Absolutely.
How about you, James?
I'm not in anything else, I don't think, after this. We'll see.
Simon, do you prefer directing or marketing? What's your favourite thing to do?
I wouldn't say I'm a born marketer, but it's something that I do for a range of projects and have done over a number of years, so I've got a rough idea of how to get word out about a show. Directing is where you get to be creative. And if I'm not directing, I would quite like to sometimes actually appear on stage. It's nice to do a range of roles within a company, and the Theatre Guild does offer that opportunity with at least four shows per year. There's a whole range of casting opportunities, a whole range of opportunities to get involved on costumes, on hair, on makeup, on set. And so we're always bringing in new people. And at the moment, I'm also chair of the Theatre Guild, so I've got all of the admin and helping to run the society from within as well. So keeps me very busy.
Yeah, sounds like it. If people want to get involved, how can they join the Oxford Theatre Guild?
You head over to our website, which is www.oxfordtheatreguild.com. And there's a contact us page there, and people can drop us a line and we can help them find their theatrical feet.
Fantastic. So just to sum up, Season's Greetings is on at the Old Fire Station from the 1st until the 5th of December. Starts at 7:30 and tickets are £13 or £11 for concessions. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.